Welcome, everybody, to episode 460 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Breakman, the man, how are you? Breakman, the man, bold.
Bold man.
I saw in chat you named yourself Man-Man, so you must be the men amongst men, man amongst men.
Sure, yeah. If that's what you think.
Let's see. Eric's going to be a little bit late, as I told Break earlier. And Mug, I don't know. So we'll just wing it with only two people today. I think we can handle it, Break, man.
Yeah, Eric's at the whorehouse.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah. Hey, I don't blame
you. I'm sorry. He would not like us calling it a whorehouse. He's at the... The brothel.
Yes, the brothel. That's better. So, Breakman, how was your week?
I apologize to all the whores out there.
How was your week, Break?
It was weak.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was a week. It was week?
I guess.
Yeah.
It was something. It happened.
All right. Well, let's blaze through this news, dude, because we got some stuff to talk about today. And I'll let you do the first story, man. Do the honors.
All right. Coming to us live from South Park, the Fractured Butthole DLC and Season Pass details. Ubisoft has revealed the DLC outline and Season Pass details for South Park, the Fractured Butthole. In total... What are these fucking ads popping up on here? God damn it, I'm trying to read this shit. Sorry. fucking ads. DLC offering include costumes and perks related to the previous game, The Stick of Truth, as well as tally game tips, new combat challenges, two new story missions, new combat buddies, and new superhero costumes.
Let me get high with tally tips. Tally game tips.
The season pass will cost $29.99, and it is included with gold editions to the game. Season pass owners will be able to enjoy three DLCs. Danger Deck, where players will be able to face ultimate combat challenges in Dr. Timothy's Danger Deck. They will be able to unlock exclusive costumes and artifacts. By itself, the Danger Deck is $5.99. From Dusk Till Casa Bonita, a new story where players will team up with the Coon and Mysterion to defeat a demonic presence at Casa Bonita. This content will be $11.99, and Bring the Church will introduce a new story, including all new superhero class. In addition, the season pass will include day one free content, Relics of Zeron, a costume and perks, and Tally, your gaming bud,
This is interesting. Breakman, if you ever get to Denver, dude, I'm taking you to Casa Bonita. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're going to Casa Bonita, man. Mm-hmm. And if you saw the episode where Casa Bonita first made an appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of
course.
It is almost exactly as it's portrayed in that cartoon, man. Like, it was uncanny when I watched that... episode. It was weird, but it's a fun time. The food's not the greatest. I do like their cheese enchiladas, which you can get unlimited there. They got the best sopapillas of any place around. They're known for their sopapillas. So, but we will take pictures and stuff. If you ever make it to Denver, we'll get there, dude. It'll be
sweet.
Fun. Yeah. All right. So, what do you think, South Park Fractured Butthole? I mean butthole.
But?
Yeah.
But what?
Yeah, exactly.
If ands, or
Butts. Or buttholes. No ifs, ands, or buttholes, which I think is going to be the name of this episode, by the way.
The only thing I don't like about this article is it doesn't say how much it's going to be if you wanted to buy the gold edition.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm wondering. Is it, like, you know, going to be like a normal $59.99 starting price day one?
Yeah, that's the regular price. So what is the gold? Is it going to be $79.99? I don't know.
If it was 79, would you get it? I think that would be an okay price point for it with all that content.
I would, but the reason I'm not getting it just yet is I'm still playing fucking Fallout, you know?
Oh, God.
I've still got other games that have been sitting there waiting for me to play them. So, I'm going to get to South Park eventually, but I might probably wait till it's on sale.
Yeah, it's a AAA title. I would like to have all that excuse me. I would like to have all that
on the air.
Yeah, I'm coughing. exactly. I'm doing my thing. But anyways, I am looking forward to this game, but I'll wait until probably much later to get. I don't have a PS4, but I plan on getting one either November or December, and I'll play this game, but I want to get it later on when it's like, you know, $30 for all the content, etc. You know how they always do that.
Yeah.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPG Site. Tokyo Xanadu EX Plus for PlayStation 4 releases on December 8th in North America. It's featuring more playable characters, new quests, sub-events, and a boss rush mode. So, if you're interested in that, there you go. Breakman, next
there's
story.
There's a bus rush mode? Like,
oh yeah,
Jerome Bettis the bus? Or
no.
Like a yellow bus?
Like yellow bus. Like,
oh, okay.
You know,
because like, I think Jerome Bettis rushing, like, that made sense to me.
Right. Well, that too, you know. So maybe Jerome Bettis is a DLC character in this. That would be cool. So, well, maybe not. And it definitely would bring back haunting memories to you, I bet, Break Ben.
Yeah.
The bus ran out.
Anyway, coming to us live from RPG Site, Star Ocean, The Last Hope International. During the Star Ocean program, number 17, Star Ocean, The Last Hope International 4K and Full HD Remaster was announced. Jesus Christ, that's a mouthful of a title. Additionally, Squinix has posted a link to the official website, which nobody here can see because, nothing else. I can't really do anything for you. But the name of the game is Star Ocean, The Last Hope International 4K and Full HD Remaster.
Yeah, I looked at the deal here, and it's looking good, man. I looked at the previous one compared to this one before we got on the air, and they did some good deal of work with it. So looks nice, looks pretty, a decent game. I can't remember, there was something I didn't like about Last Hope, and I don't remember at the moment. But can you read the next one so I can get Eric on the line too?
Oh, is that what's going on? Okay, coming to us live from RPG Site, Atlas USA announces DLC schedule and prices for Etrian Odyssey 5 Beyond the Myth.
Yeah.
Atlas USA has revealed that I shouldn't be on accident here, sorry, has revealed the DLC schedule for Etrian Odyssey 5 Beyond the Myth, which includes character skins, special quests to gain experience and items, and a toggle for FM synth-style music for the game's background music. Atlas also posted an unboxing video of the game's launch edition. What's with these unboxing videos?
I know.
Available with pre-orders and first print copies in North America and Europe. In addition, free 3DS system theme is now available in North America to download. What's with these unboxing things anyways?
Yeah.
Why? Who cares?
Pretty
let's see. The DLC outline, October 17th, launch day. New Explorers 1, 2, and 3. For $1.99 each. It's the outfits.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read all this shit. Anyway, so October 17th is the release date.
Yeah. Eric is on the line. Are you here, Eric?
I'm finally here.
Yeah, right on, man. We're talking about Etrian Odyssey 5. You down to get Etrian Odyssey 5?
I've been reviewing it.
Oh,
but
awesome.
I don't have any money to buy physical releases anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, you had trouble with your car. That's always
I need to get a new car. I'll have to pay that.
Oh, boy. How nice. All right, let's move on to the next one from RPG site. NIS America will release a patch for Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana, addressing localization and editing issues. Last week, Mug railed against...
kind of wish he was here so he'd talk about it.
Yeah, he was upset last week, and deservedly so. I guess the translation was awful. The editing was just terrible. If you want to listen to what Mug had to say about it.
Clearly, the localization director wanted to rush the game out to market because they were being pressured by marketing.
Yeah.
And then apparently the CEO didn't know about this.
Yeah, that's why they issued a statement, which reads as follows. To all customers of Ease 8, thank you for all the feedback and support.
Now go fuck yourselves. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for all the feedback. Now go fuck yourself, as Breakman said. No. And support we have received since the launch of Ease 8. It has come to my attention that the quality of the Ease 8 localization has not reached an acceptable level by our own standards, but most importantly, by yours. As president of NIS America, Inc., I want to apologize to you personally for this grave error. This situation should not have happened, especially... I lost my place here.
Where is most of the chat? Because I only see us in the Wicked Radio chat on IRC, and then nobody in YouTube's.
Yeah, there's nobody there just yet. I don't know what's going on. Maybe Breakman can...
maybe he broke the chatters.
Yeah, I think you broke it, Breakman. Can you tweet out? Maybe we'll get some people in here. So it's just a we humbly request your patience. So yeah, they're going to release a patch, and I think that
can they get it done by November though?
That's another question altogether that we would probably have to ask Mug. Mug's worked on these games before, so you know. He's a good resource when it comes to localization and translation, stuff like that. So he still has
some... I kind of want to get people like Gideon Z and Mado on, but Mado's too busy most of the time.
Yeah. Well, no worries, man.
I haven't bothered asking Gideon Z, though. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah. But yeah, Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana is going to get a patch to address all those issues. So that'll be interesting. I want to hear from Mug when that patch comes through, because we can you know, get a sense of how much better it is, because he's played through most of the latest iterations. So
I'll probably replay through it.
Yeah, as yeah, well. it might be worth it.
There's been only two other games within the last couple of years that have gotten localization patch, and those were Sword Art Online, Hollow Fragment, and Arno's Surge.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story.
I think those translations in comparison to Ease were even worse.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, Eric, do you have the next story up?
The next story is about a game. It's called, that's a comic book RPG, like, called The Light Apprentice, and it's coming out on November 10th for PC and Mac. This is from RPG Site. Say, Amazu or Mazu Media has announced the upcoming release of their turn-based comic book RPG, Light Apprentice, which will fully launch out of Steam Early Access November 10th on PC and Mac for $10.
Yeah. I look at the screenshots here. It's got a definite cool art style. I'm wondering if they're going to make it sort of like Comic Book Zone or Comic Zone. I don't know if
you guys... looks more like Diablo.
Maybe. But it looks pretty. I like the art style, so that's a good thing. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Atlus USA to launch Atlus Online Store on October 16th, one day before... whatever that game was I mentioned before. Atlus USA has announced that they will launch... I'm not... damn you! But the game, they're going to launch it at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern time, so noon. Right. Online store will sell exclusive items, including a Jack Frost plush, Persona 5-related goods, and a variety of other products, with more items being added to the store on a semi-regular basis. I see hats and...
Yeah.
Looks like keychains and pens.
You know what?
Because fuck's sake, pins.
I fucked the link up, but I fixed it.
You know what's funny is, like, I plan on getting another PS4 either next month or month after. The first game I think I'm going to get is Persona 5.
Am I going to get a Switch?
No, I'll get a Switch eventually, but I'd rather get a PS4 because there's plenty more games on the PS4 that I could play right now, and some cheap games. Like, I could go rebuy Bloodborne and, you know, a few others, but...
And plus, like, he's got PTSD from last time he used the Switch, because last time he used it, they didn't use the safe word. Like, he keeps saying it, they just ignored him.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, I do plan on getting a Switch, to answer your question. But I think I'll wait till Metroid comes out, because that for me is a system seller. And that'll be out probably early or mid next year. So that's the one that I'm really, really curious about on the Switch. But I'm going to get it for sure. All right, next story.
No, well, I'm not done. At launch, the products sold will be pre-order only, with shipments going out in late November and early December. Atlas explains that this is because it is still manufacturing the product for its first run in order to get things out by the holiday season. If an item is marked as sold out or no longer available, it will return. Atlas says this is a goal to make sure everyone can buy the items they want. So, unlike Nintendo, Atlas is the anti-Nintendo.
Yeah, I agree. They take care of their fans, you know, and
except for Sony, when it comes to streaming.
Yeah, that's true. If you stream their shit, I mean, they'll shut your shit down.
Then right they're quick. Suddenly.
No, it's not their streaming. It depends on what game it is. If it's their most popular game, then of course they're gonna fuck everything up.
Yeah. Well, which is almost always Persona, right? I mean, if we're talking Atlas, you know what I wish they would do? I wish they would remaster Nocturne and the Digital Devil sagas on the PS4 at high definition. I think that'd be pretty fucking cool. But whatever. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Digimon Story, Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory, Japanese limited edition, fully detailed. So here's the details on it. A copy of the TV anime sound edition version of the game, which includes 12 tracks. I'm not going to read all the tracks. A Suzuhito Yasuda illustrated visual, so that's cool, like probably an art book. Oh no, that's in addition to the 170 page visual art book. 170 pages, that's fucking awesome.
That's huge.
Yeah, 170 page art book, that's insanely cool. Visuals from the 2006 release DS title Digimon Story, released as Digimon World DS in the West. Also, character and Digimon designs from Digimon Story Sunburst and Moonlight, Digimon World Dawn and Dusk, Digimon Story Lost Evolution, and Digimon Story Super X-Rose War. Illustrated by Taku
Koide. I think it's supposed to be Cross, but just a weird way of doing Cross.
Yeah, I think so too, but, you know. Taku Koide? Taco. His name should be Taco.
Taco. Anyway,
yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen The League, Breakman?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to watch The League, man. It's phenomenal. But I'm looking at the artwork here. It's got really nice artwork. So another 16-track original soundtrack CD. So you're getting a lot. This is
one of the better like box sets.
Yeah, for
I'd
sure.
say like it, the art book, 170 pages. Usually you get like 20 pages.
Yeah. No, 170 page art book is, man, that's really cool, man. I mean that's a set worth getting, especially if you like a Digimon. So there you go.
There's nothing on the price though, is there?
No price yet. So we don't know the price.
Who knows if the U.S. will get the same limited edition.
Yeah. I bet you they will. I'll bet you they'll do a small run of it. But still, that's a stellar package. All right. That's what she said. All right. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Kickstarter campaign launched localized Orderland for Switch, the Xbox One, and PC. Poisoft has launched a Kickstarter campaign seeking 5 million yen, approximately $44,508 US dollars to localize Order Land, which recently launched for the Switch in Japan, Xbox One and PC in North America and in Europe. If they reach a... Wait, I'm confused then.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they have a stretch goal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Why Kickstarter project is seeking support for translation cost to develop an English version of Orderland, which was released in Japan for Nintendo Switch. In one word, Orderland is a king simulation plus training hero adventure plus hero adventure RPG. There are thousands of texts to appropriately express these in English. Holy shit, that is going to be a lot of work. So the translation expenses will become greater than usual for releasing this wonderful game in language other than Japanese. However, we found a wonderful paradise called Kickstarter. We really would like everyone in the world to enjoy Orderland, so we would like to request your assistance. When funds reach 5 million yen, Orderland will be properly translated from Japanese to English and released on Steam, PC, Xbox Live, and Nintendo Switch in Europe and North America.
Yeah.
Orderland is a mix of three genres, which are simulation, adventure, and RPG. I know, as opposed to any other day before you guys say it. King's Play. We call this mode open world, but you cannot move from your chair. The king you control does not move even a step away from the throne, but you will have an impact on the vast world. You can do whatever you want as king in the vast world. For example, domestic politics, diplomacy, war of expansion of territory, response to the devil, and so on. Whatever this vast world is, good or bad, depends on you. Ooh.
Yeah.
Good things you can do. Endeavors to make a safe area. Resolve problems by listening to the troubles of residents in your country. Support the hero's adventures. Bad things you can do. Catch the heroes and put them in prison. Set the tax rate to 100%. Make friends with the devil and overlook them attacking your country.
I like the idea of this game. I was looking at the trailer. If you can imagine, maybe Dragon Warrior 1.
It's basically a more involved version of Civ, but it's RPG form.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say a mashup between like a Sim and Dragon Quest.
I said or, Civ, but you know.
Yeah, or like Final Fantasy 1, you know, kind of in that vein. Looks like are they using RPG Maker? Because it sort of looks like it. Sort of.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Could be Game Maker.
Yeah, could be Game Maker too. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is another Kickstarter project, but it's about how the Good Life's Fig campaign has failed. So now he's turning to Kickstarter, and that will happen by the end of 2017. Mm. And it says it only made 35% of its 1.5 million funding goal.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That's a bit rough.
That is rough. Doubtful they're gonna be able to...
At least the money you get on Fig can properly be invested, so they can take that and reduce their goal for the Kickstarter.
I doubt they'll do that, though, Eric. It almost always goes, you know, if you can't get the money one way, you go on Kickstarter, you ask for the same amount, see what
you get. At the very least, the Kickstarter will give him the publicity he needs for them to catch attention of a publisher, which will rescue them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. All right.
He was very sad on Twitter. He made a picture about being drunk.
Aww.
And drowning in his sorrows, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it does suck when you have a passion project that...
tried doing dogs to appeal to dog people.
I'm actually going to develop a cartoon real soon. I'm going to write... I have about... 7 seasons in mind for
better not be like Adult Swim trash.
It's gonna be definitely adult oriented.
I said trash. Like, as long as you make it classy, it's okay.
It's definitely not gonna be classy. I mean, come on, you're known about. I mean, who are you talking?
Classier than what's on Adult Swim, hopefully.
Definitely not classier than what's gonna. When I finish it, I'll reveal it on this show and stuff, but
let me rephrase it. Basically, just make it better than Squidbillies.
It will definitely be better than
Squidbillies. That's not a hard goal. Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Make it better than Powerpuff Girls Go.
Yeah, it'll be better than
Powerpuff
too.
Girls, the new one.
Yeah. Watch when I reveal
or
it.
Or Teen Titans Go. Make it better than that.
I'll show
Teen
you guys.
Go away.
Yeah, I'll show you guys.
That's not very hard either.
I'll show
the
you.
The bar
guys.
Is set better very low
10.
For you, Frank.
Make it better than Ben 10.
I'll
the bar is still set exactly. Very low for you, Frank.
That's fine. I'll take a low bar as long as it gets made. You know. But I'll reveal it and I'll show you guys the script when I'm
aim to make it better than Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, it'll be something.
I like sure. Hunger Force. It just it went
well,
on way
well,
too long.
Well, when they tried to revive it, it kind of fell apart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it went on for too long.
Yeah,
the show should probably gone.
I
like
don't
want to
tell you guys the premise just yet until I get it all fleshed out. But suffice
don't
it to
me,
say,
don't tell me Ted's doing animation, isn't he?
No. Tell me, actually, it'll be in the vein of South Park, but I don't know. It's completely different, but it's going to be like that, you know, with that type of kind of consistently funny humor and I don't know, some stuff, but it'll be fun. All right, next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era.
Yep.
Sorry, I had to belch. Get to know your fellow lovers of writing with Doki Doki Literature Club. Well, I thought everybody wanted to know I was belching.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Want to inform you. Players can join a writing club, kindling romances and connections with four different members and free visual novel Doki Doki Literature Club. Ooh, a free visual novel. I like free.
Yeah.
I don't really like visual novels, but I like free.
Yeah, free is always good.
Players can enjoy spending their days doing writing-based activities as they get to know the members of the club. Sayori places a high value on happiness. Natsuki often surprises with her assertiveness. Yuri is a shy reader. And Monica is the club's bubbly leader. And why does she have an American name?
She's probably the token American character.
Gotcha. It's up to the player who they try to get close to.
Or she's half Japanese.
Gotcha. And whose personality they wish to know more along the way. Doki Doki Literature Club, despite a heartwarming premise, comes with an explicit warning. This game is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed, in quotes and in bold print.
You know what that is? That's a beacon to download that game immediately. That's what that is. Anytime
yeah,
somebody
like,
says –
there's no details to what that means, so yeah. Now I want to go download it to find out.
Download it.
It's written in multiple places on the game's Steam page and its website. Yeah, like I said, it doesn't indicate what it is.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah, that makes me curious, unless it's underage naked girls, in which case, no thank you.
None of them are underage, Breakman. They're all 18 or older. We check their IDs.
They do not look 18 or older than me.
We check their IDs,
definitely high schoolers,
Breakman.
But I don't think there's sex involved since it's on Steam.
We checked their IDs, sirs, just to let you know.
Those IDs are fake.
No, they were not fake. You can't prove
they
it.
Flashed. They'll flash like their ATM card and
you
shit.
Can't
and Frank's
prove
like, oh, it's
it.
Good.
Now, Donald Trump said they're 18, so they must be so you must be telling the truth, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, last story.
Last story is about a game I kind of wish existed, but Jack Frost and Jack O' Lantern featured an Atlas side scroll that you wish were real. Wish was real. Get it right, Silicon Era.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be Silicon Era if they did.
Yeah, but in a new trailer for Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey were due on 3DS, Atlas showed that new Metroidvania-style game featuring Jack Frost and Jack O'Lantern that make you wish it were real. I don't know if they'd be teasing this if they hadn't planned to put it in the game or planned to make the game eventually at some point.
Yeah,
because the last Jack Bros game that exists was Jack Bros, which was a Virtual Boy game.
Jack
and that was
Bros.
An action game, but it was a top-down perspective.
I want the sequel Jack and Bros. That's what people are clamming for Jack and Bros. Let's see. I don't know why.
Also, here's a reminder for the release date for the Japanese game. It's October 26th.
I don't know why they went with a redo of Strange Journey. It was a niche.
Yeah, a lot of people hated that game.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I wouldn't blame them.
I didn't care for it that much. I have it, but I didn't. What I played of it, I remember putting it down. I didn't.
At least for a quest review code, I'll be forced to play it this time.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be better. Maybe they'll spruce it up a bit. All right, that's the news, folks. And now, I don't think that there are any homie discounts.
There's
so,
a PSN flash sale, though.
Oh, PSN flash sale. So if you're listening to this, probably it's already over, unless you're listening.
No, it's started Friday, so they have those for over the weekend.
Okay, so if you're... Oh, look, Freak 5 joined us in chat. What's up, Freak 5?
Yay, there's somebody in chat. Thank you, God. Oh,
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Sorry.
Exactly. So yeah, there you go. He says a thunderstorm is happening, so you might lose power. Of course, Freak 5. I mean, the day that we don't have any chatters, you're gonna have lightning outages. So
yeah, all convenient right. Excuse.
Yeah. All right, Breakman. What convenient. Have you been playing?
I've been playing Hurt because nobody's coming in chat. So Freak just showed up.
I know.
What's it's a half hour to the show. I've been playing most of the same stuff. I did finally romance the last of the DLC characters.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. So now everyone loves me.
It's okay. Good. So, like, what's left to do in that game? Anything left? Like, or did
I'm still doing, like, the Nuka World DLC, which is the one DLC pack that really lets you actually be a bad guy. But the problem is, you run raiders, the raider gangs, which usually plague the Commonwealth and the Wastelands. But you're in Nuka World, which is an amusement park like Disneyland, and there's no real good people for you to torment there. Mostly it's robots and bad guys.
Which
kind of disappointing. You get to be a bad guy, but you don't get to be too bad.
It really sucks, dude. Freak 5 says you're playing with yourself because he turned you on, Breakman. I don't know why he said that, but he said he's been playing Mortal Kombat X, 10, whatever. So, yeah. Continue on, Breakman. What else have you been playing?
Just a regular other stuff. Plants versus Zombies and Record Keeper Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
No, that's not...
The huge. All right, Eric. Eric,
huh?
What have you been
playing? Kind of cut out.
What have you been playing, sir?
Just a little bit more of Color X Malice and Etrianasi 5. I've got to the point where I got to the third stratum and I unlocked what... Instead of subclasses for this game, they decided to make promotions for your characters. So, like, you pick one of two paths, which are specializations. So I got to that point. I figure that's a good point for review, because otherwise it's just Etrianasi 5, and then like 3 and 4, you're no longer traveling between an overworld to get to the dungeons. It's just floor after floor, like the first two games.
Okay, alright. Difficult, probably, as always, right?
I've been playing on the basic difficulty, because advanced sounds like it's too much of a jump from basic, because... The way they worked basic is instead of having like a picnic mode, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be the picnic mode, but I feel like it's better balanced, so there's actually still a challenge there. Just if you're having a hard time on advanced, then you should probably play on basic. Because basic's probably really hard. Yeah. And I think the way that Etrianasi does difficulty is kind of awful, because like... All harder mode seems to do is make you work more to get stronger by leveling up, and that takes time. And I don't care. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah. I do. That's why, like, a lot of those...
I think higher difficulties should just introduce different attacks and different attack patterns that you have to learn instead.
Maybe. I'm more of the belief that RPGs kind of have built-in difficulty from the get-go, and depending on how much you grind out, you can make the game harder or easier. That's the way RPGs should be anyways. You know, a good balance between that. But, you know, I do like finding exploits in RPGs a lot. Like, I can remember, I think it was Nocturne, where you would get this one spell that would make your life so much easier. I think it was called Dark Sun or something. But, yeah, that's kind of how... I like to play RPGs, so yeah, whatever. All right, anything else, Eric?
Oh, yeah. I also played Tiny Barbarian DX, which is the first code from Nicholas I've ever received. So hopefully I can get more from them. Because it's kind of, like, iffy about that. I didn't get the review code for the PS4 version when that came out. So I'm lucky I was able to get the Switch version.
Well, that's really cool, man.
It's kind of like Vulgar the Viking, if Vulgar the Viking wasn't as difficult.
Oh. Well, that's good. You know, make it more accessible. You know,
it's still difficult. It's just the game throws a bone to you, at you, because like you have unlimited lives and you have checkpoints, yeah. And you don't get punished for not doing a perfect run.
Yeah. All right.
Volga the Viking is more like Rostan. Mm. I don't know if you played that.
No, I never played even Volgar. I know of Volgar the Viking, but I'd never.
But I've also been playing Wolverblade on the Switch.
Okay. Cool. Right on. Let's see. Breakman, I think we got through yours. Eric, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, and I played and beat the Stranger Things games game on the iOS.
Kind of figured it's probably not that long.
You know what? Surprisingly, I put 10 hours into it to get 100%.
So that's longer than I thought it'd
yeah,
be, at
yeah,
least.
Yeah. No, it's got a little bit of meat to it. It's a old school. It reminds me of an old school game that I used to play on the Nintendo called Uncle Fester's Quest, sort of like that. I don't know. It's really cool. It's a fun game. I'll have a review maybe right now. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10. I thought it was a really good free game. There's gonna be extra content coming soon to it, but it's actually really cool. I don't know. I think they did a good job with it. It's got basic old school graphics. It's got a retro feel. That's what they were going for with the movie or the TV show, and that's what they're going with the game. It explains, I think this timeline happens between seasons 1 and 2, if I'm not mistaking. But it's got returning characters and, you know, so there's some cool stuff in that game. It's basically a puzzle slash action game. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just a regular old school adventure game, I guess, on like Nintendo style. Even the icon for the game is like an old Nintendo cartridge. So a lot of fun stuff, a lot of secrets in the game. It's got a decent, you know, little story. So yeah, 7 out of 10. It's cool. I liked it. So yeah. All right. Another
reason. Is Dungeon Buster in the chat? Because he's certainly on Twitter.
I don't see Dungeon Buster in the chat. No, I don't. So, Eric, you have some reviews.
Yeah. I got Blade Runner, No Game, No Life, Zero, and My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, the movie. Which one do you want me to do first?
Let's do Blade Runner, because I can join in on that one.
Okay, Blade Runner 2049 takes place 20 years after the first film, and it's about a new Blade Runner who's actually a replicant, and basically what happened was there was this thing called the blackout that happened after the events of the first film.
Yeah.
Where they decided to, there was a big old rebellion with the synthetics, and then I guess they decided to make a new batch of synthetics to have an open-ended lifespan, but they managed to make them obedient.
Yeah. This is interesting. I think I'm missing some context between the first Blade Runner and this Blade Runner, and I think there's some shorts or something that can fill me in on it.
Yeah, but there's like an anime movie you can watch.
Okay, yeah, I definitely want to.
But that's
watch
like
it
on VRV, and I don't have VRV, so.
Well, there's other ways of obtaining that.
I guess, but I could watch it. It's like 2020. I think it's 2027, and there's like a subtitle for it, but I forget what it was. I think it might have been called Blackout, actually. Yeah. But Anyways, it's a decent movie, and like Mug said a while ago, it is a think piece, but it's more of a think piece about, like, we've apparently overcome the wage gap problem, but now we've replaced it with a new slavery problem.
Yeah. No, it's, I like it because it's a think piece as well. I thought it was excellent. I gave it.
There's a couple things about it I don't like, though.
Like what?
But a lot of people on Twitter have mentioned, like, the fact, like, how it treats women is just awful.
Yeah. Well, like, that's true, but that's almost any movie that you look at.
Without spoiling the plot, yeah, that's all I can really say.
Yeah, the movie is really good. I highly recommend seeing it. I give it a 9 out of 10. The one problem I had, I couldn't figure out if Jared Leto was blind or if he was a replicant. That's the one. What's that?
I think he had cyber eyes.
Okay, because he had those weird, like, replicant eyes, but yet
he could see.
But he wasn't looking at anybody. If you notice, if you like, that's what Mug pointed out to me. Like he wouldn't look at anybody, so that led me to believe that he's blind. But those eyes look like replicant eyes. So I don't know, man. That was the one thing that
you mean like unpainted replicant eyes?
Yeah, it was weird. I couldn't figure it out, but. Yeah, Dungeon Buster's in. What's up, Dungeon Buster? He's playing Shadow of War. That's why he's not, you know.
The weird thing about the movie is it kind of takes the plot of Archimedes the Third and merges it with Blade Runner's plot.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought they picked up the atmosphere beautifully. I didn't see any raw problem with the cinematography. The direction was awesome. If I didn't
there
know,
there were like a few scenes that were just a little too long, and they could have cut them down a bit. But I
had no idea who directed this Blade Runner, and I thought it was Ridley Scott at his peak film. You know,
didn't he only just co-write it or
something?
Yeah,
he did. He did not direct it. It was Villeneuve directed it, and he did a really good job. I mean, it basically made me think that this was just, you know, more of Ridley Scott, you know, brilliant Ridley Scott, as opposed to like Prometheus Ridley Scott. So no,
I just think it's weird that, like, it's like 20 years later from the original film, and the original film's dystopian future treats women badly. You think they would have learned something in those 20 years, but whatever.
Dungeon Buster said he really liked Blade Runner 2049. Really solid sequel. I agree, Dungeon Buster. I thought it was really good. And Breakman, you're the reason why it flopped at the box office. I just want to let you know.
I'm going to give it probably an 8.5.
Yeah, that's right in line with what I said, man. 9 out of 10. Cheap bastard, man. That you definitely are, man.
I saw it in 3D too, and there was a couple scenes that the 3D benefited from, but most of the movie didn't really.
Freak 5 is having a fantasy about Black Panther behaving like a house cat in chat. So that's
also what... it's probably the only Ryan Gosling movie I've seen where bad things happen to Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Although, what was that movie? Wasn't it Drive? He got his ass handed to him in that movie.
Never saw Drive.
Oh God, that's a good movie. I like Drive quite a bit. It's got a great soundtrack too. All right. Anything else? Oh yeah, you got more reviews, Eric.
No Game, No Life Zero. Before I talk about this movie, I have to probably talk about a little bit about the anime series, even though I could only talk about the first season, which might only be the second season if the movie didn't do well and enough to warrant doing a second season, despite the fact that the light novel series is continuing. But it is about a prequel to the world that No Game of Life takes place in, which is called Disbord. And like the history of the world is that like there were like these 16 races that have like 16 gods each for each of the races, and the gods are fighting a war against each other, and they're also using some of the, actually I think all the races that aren't humans are basically fighting against each other, and service to their gods, and humans are caught in the middle of it just trying to survive. Because the humans, unlike all the other races, were not made by God. They evolved naturally. It's just like us.
Okay.
But, so basically, it's the story of the characters in the TV series are actually supposed to be reincarnations of these characters, of two of the characters in the main characters in the movie, who are, Shubi and Riku. Riku's the male character and Shubi's the female character, and they're supposed to be basically the spiritual descendants of the main characters in the first show, which would be Shiro for Shubi and Sora for Riku. And that while they have a lot of the same personality traits, it is a different time and setting, so they're also very different people at the same time. But there's some room for humorous slip in the movie, especially the very beginning of the movie. They make a lot of sexual innuendo. But basically, it's about them surviving and how the world came to be as it is. But I'll talk a little bit about the anime series now, but before I give the score for the movie, but and my general thoughts. But the TV series itself, the first season was about how Sora and Shiro decide to, they're basically neets who basically stay at home and play games all day. And I'm guessing that their neets lifestyle allows them to live on their own and make money, because I guess they play online games and then sell gold and stuff like that. So that's how they can keep doing things without having to actually go outside most of the time. Mm-hmm. But anyways, they're bored of the world that they live in. And I think part of the reason that they're so bored and they became neets in the first place is because they're kind of geniuses and life isn't really a challenge for them anymore, and they become bored. And they also hate the world that they live in because of all the corruption and shit. So why wouldn't you? I mean, I hate that world too. But they basically play a game with this mysterious player, and he invites them to come to the world, and he jokingly agreed to play the game, ended up winning, and as a result, the person that they challenged was actually the new god of the world, Tet, who is the god of games, and basically sent them to Discord. So they basically are trying to see what they can do in this world by conquering the world and basically securing a way of playing a match against the god again, just as a challenge. So they're not entirely selfless people, because even though they help a lot of people out, they're basically just doing it so they can have an opportunity to play the god again.
Yeah.
But it's a good series, and I think you should watch it. It's on Sentai Works High Dive service, or if you don't want to watch it dubbed, you can watch it subtitled on Crunchyroll. But as for the movie, I think it's a good prequel story, and it's a very different contrast to the show. The show is a comedy, and this movie is more of a drama with a little bit of comedy sprinkled in.
All right.
But I give the movie, probably going to give it an 8.
An 8? An 8 out of 10. Yeah. Cool. Right on.
And I really do hope that there's a season 2, because season 1 is not a clean wrap. It's like they're about to go challenge the next race that they just got done challenging these war beast races, and now they're going after the other races, and that's kind of where it left off. Mm.
I want them to come out with One Punch Man season 2 on Netflix. I thought that was an excellent series.
I don't want them to put it on Netflix. That's a bad idea, Frank.
No, put it on Netflix so I can watch it.
No, let me tell you why it's a bad idea, and we can even make this a free-for-all. It's okay. A bad idea because the way Netflix distributes episodes is that you need to develop all your episodes for a season before you can put it on Netflix. Because Netflix in the U.S. for whatever fucking reason, does not have a simulcast week-by-week basis like Japan or any other country does.
Yeah.
And if you want to watch a show that's airing currently in Japan, you won't be able to till months later, which is bullshit.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's par for the course, man. I mean, it's that way with video games and everything
else. Not only that, but their subtitling options suck.
Well, still, I want season 2 on Netflix, like yesterday. All right, let's move on to your...
They could put it on Netflix, but I don't want it to be an exclusive.
No, I didn't say exclusive. I just want to watch it. All right, Eric, your last review for My Little
Pony. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, the movie. If you like My Little Pony, you like the movie. And that's all I have to really say about it. But other than the fact that I was confused as to where in the series this actually takes place, because two characters that you think would be in the movie aren't in the movie, especially the newest characters, Starlight, Glimmer, and Discord. You think they'd be in there, but they're nowhere to be found. In fact, the characters act like they don't even exist.
Wow. Wow. All
right. They don't even like they could have just mentioned that they're on a mission somewhere, and that's why they aren't in the film, but whatever.
Rage on, Eric.
But it might have something to do with the fact that when this movie was in production, it was in production years before where they are in the show now. And that might explain at least one of the characters' disappearance, but it wouldn't explain Discord's. Because they encountered Discord before Twilight became the Princess of Friendship and got wings and stuff.
Okay. All right. So,
It is a higher... It's much higher production values. But I'm not really a big fan of celebrity voices that they put in the movie for the original characters. But, It's a serviceable movie, but if you're not into the show, it's not going to change your mind. So I'm going to give this a 7.5.
All right, 7.5 for My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Probably it's more of like a 6 or less.
Yeah. All right. Okay, that's cool, man. I didn't know that they were still doing My Little Pony, to be honest.
Yeah, I honestly don't know if they could go beyond season 9. But then again, SpongeBob's like 12 seasons in. It's still going on.
Yeah.
SpongeBob probably should have ended.
I love SpongeBob, man. How dare you?
I don't know about modern SpongeBob. I stopped watching season 7, maybe.
Oh, no, it's good, dude. I've never seen a bad episode of SpongeBob, ever. All right, let's...
Did you watch that new movie?
I did, and I liked it.
Was it better than the first movie, or was the first movie better?
I like them both. The second one maybe slightly better. They're pretty equal in my view. The movies were less than the series, of course, but I liked them. All right, let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week, and boy, do we ever have some good ones. Let's start with Breakman. Did we lose Breakman?
I think we did. I think as I mentioned, My Little Pony got out of here.
Oh, he didn't want to see it. Let's get Breakman back on. I think he's just having some computer issues.
He broke his issue.
Yeah, I broke Breakman. All right, I'll start with mine. My stink of the week. All right, I have three. First one has to do with, of course, everybody's favorite president, Donald Trump's Puerto Rico comments, how they could do more. That's just I don't even know what to say about Trump anymore. He's blatantly racist and blatantly an asshole. So fuck him. And then his executive actions to weaken the ACA. I'm no fan of the ACA. I think the ACA has tons of problems. But it's better than nothing. And what he's doing is purposely sabotaging it. So, in essence, he's a traitor because he's fucking with everybody's health. Like, I don't know how we don't look at it that way. And then my final stinko is the whole Harvey Weinstein fiasco. And in particular, I'm really pissed at Twitter because Rose McGowan has been talking about this shit for years. Literally years, Rose McGowan has talked about How Hollywood is basically a bunch of elite sexual predators. And when these revelations for Harvey Weinstein came about, you know, that that heightened her, you know, sense of bringing awareness to everybody else, and she started, you know, saying shit on Twitter. Well, Twitter decides to suspend her account, and I'm like, you've got to be
way
fucking...
to go, Twitter.
Yeah.
Then again, Twitter also hosts Twitter so that they can defend Nazis. Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm pretty sure the CEO of Twitter is a Nazi, and you're a Nazi if you have the power to remove their ability to hurt people, yeah, and do nothing about it.
Yeah, it was
calling him a Nazi is just gonna like irritate him though. Nobody wants to be fucking called a Nazi. I mean, he's not a fucking Nazi.
Well,
he may as well be.
Harvey Weinstein is pretty.
No,
awful.
We're talking about the president of Twitter.
The president of Twitter is kind of a dick.
Harvey Weinstein might as well be. I'm trying to think of who the worst sexual predator in history is, and I'm just thinking maybe it is Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
At this point, it's sounding like it's Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, it's like hard.
And my stinko is kind of the same as yours, Frank. The whole Hollywood thing, like, apparently this stuff has been going on for years, and they enable it. While preaching to us about how, like, we need to treat women better and...
Yeah, here's the thing.
And such like that. Like, the Hollywood just is such a do as we say, don't we do as we do kind of thing. These actors who have hid for years the knowledge of this shit going on. And don't get it misunderstood. It's not just men. It's been women, too.
Yeah, women and
who
men.
Who have actively hid... his kind of antics.
Yeah, here's the deal.
But don't misunderstand me either. I'm not saying I don't want to make it sound like it was mostly women or that it was even like a higher percentage of women. No, like it was mostly men.
Right.
That have been enabling him.
Yeah.
And
cystic fibrosis. I was like reading chat. That's a bad way to go.
I know.
That is sad. Yeah, I didn't see him say that.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that, Freak Five. You know. But no, this is
my chat freeze again or something.
Maybe you were out of Skype and stuff, but anyways,
okay. But anyway, like this fact that there's so many people that have just enabled this. And what we found out was a couple of years ago, there was a woman in New York who went to the police over this. Yeah. She went to the police. The police investigated, and they gave it to the prosecutor, and no charges were filed.
Yeah, because
and now they're arguing back and forth. Well, we didn't have enough evidence. The prosecutors and the cops were like, "Well, that's not us. We had enough evidence, but the prosecutor refused to do it."
Yeah,
and just this back and forth of fucking blame.
Even more police corruption and DA corruption, man. I mean, it goes hand in hand.
It's horrible bullshit. And apparently, like NBC News. Not MSNBC, NBC, like I think it's like Dateline or one of their shows, has had a recording of Harvey Weinstein that she took because she went in with the police, went undercover, and recorded him confessing to harassing her, and then harassing her again on tape.
Yeah. Here's...
And this has just been buried.
It's been buried for years, but I knew a lawyer.
And like I said, apparently this is going on in Hollywood all the time, not just Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I was just about ready to bring up, I knew a lawyer that worked in Hollywood years ago, and he knew about this stuff way back when. And everybody just blew it off as like, well, you know, I mean, it's all about money there and blah, 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 but... It's more than money. It's about people. It's about women. It's about the treatment of other human beings. And I don't care how much money you make. You know, you have no right to sexually assault a woman or a man or, you know, anybody for that matter. And I think, you know, the fact that we have probably a pedophile in office, and I can't say for sure, but I've seen a lot of evidence.
Yeah, I have too. Like, I've read a lot of evidence about him and his pervert plane trips with Epstein.
Yeah. You read about that too, didn't you? Lolita Expresses. That's interesting that you bring that up. There's a Twitter handle that I keep talking about. It's called the Death Op Eaters. It's basically an anonymous ran kind of hashtag account. And they've uncovered a lot of shit, like with the Epsteins, Donald Trump. I would not be surprised if the Harvey Weinstein thing scandal reaches to Donald Trump. Let's just put it that way. I have a strong feeling Trump's involved in that section of all the wrongness that he's done thus far. And I hope that Harvey Weinstein spends the rest of his fucking life in jail. And if Trump had anything to do with any of that, or, you know, he's already admitted to groping women. I hope more women come forward with their full stories. And
Whoa. Donald Trump has admitted to raping a woman.
Yep. Groping and raping and all kinds of stuff.
Not just groping. Like, he admitted in court to raping Ivana.
Yeah. So
I don't understand how. Never mind.
Well, the reason that he skated by with that one, Breakman, is because Ivana basically said it didn't happen later on. That's how he escaped out of that one. But
he still admitted it in court, and yeah, his whole defense was, "We're married. I can't rape her. We're married."
Yeah.
That was his entire defense. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's a worthless human being, man, and I can't wait till he's.
I think the rest of America is worthless.
Well, not the rest of America.
I think a lot of America is ignorant.
Yeah, which still is no excuse. You know, ignorance is not an excuse. You can't steal something and say, "Oh, I didn't know it was illegal to steal that." Like, you know, it's like. Like these Trump supporters that still support Trump after all this.
A problem, the problem that I'm getting is a lot of these Trump supporters, everything that they hear on the news, Donald Trump has convinced them is fake. It's a lie.
Right.
So they're under impression that everything that is being said about him is a lie.
Yeah. I know. Everything but the good things, which there aren't very many good things.
Yeah. I'm sure Fox News is finding something to make up.
I mean, honestly, I think he's becoming undone in the White House, and I think it's just a matter of time now. I don't know what that time frame is. I was hoping by the end of this year, but now I'm hoping by mid next year we'll have some sort of, you know, resolution.
I don't know. Like, he's pushed so many buttons, but I don't know if he's done anything that's so bad that we can get him out as much as we hate the stuff he's done. But, you know, as far as, like, unless they can find some solid evidence in the whole Russian investigation, like, I don't know.
Okay, here's the thing. Number one, he has done something really egregious. He didn't send aid to Puerto Rico when he should.
W. Bush was slow for Katrina.
Let me finish.
He didn't actually help anybody.
Yeah, let me finish before you guys.
Let me clarify, Frank. I'm not saying he hasn't done any horrible things. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not at all what I'm saying.
Well, it's a sum of all parts, Breakman. So if you're the cabinet, right, and you want to bring forth the articles of impeachment or in the 25th Amendment, you know, getting him out of there based on mental incompetence, I think you have plenty of that. Like, he's a pathological.
He apparently doesn't know he's president of the Virgin Islands because the Virgin Islands is part of the U.S.
Let me finish, Eric. Please let me finish. I lost my thought, man. I think it's an aggregate of everything, you know, all these allegations. I think his bad business dealings. He's been bankrupt 6 times. He is not, in my opinion, a billionaire. Not on paper. Not on off record. The only person that thinks he's a billionaire is Donald Trump himself and his idiot, you know, supporters that still support him. You know, he's
what you call no value rich.
Yeah, I don't even think he's that, dude. And then I saw this stuff with Jared Kushner, you know, basically being in debt about $1 billion because he's just as worthless as Donald Trump. I mean, the ship is sinking, and it's taken on water big time. And I think Robert Mueller's just about ready to put an end to the country's misery, because I think this country's pretty miserable right now. With him in office, I can't think of a time other than maybe Katrina with George Bush where I felt this oppressed, this, you know, like claustrophobic, basically, in this country. And you know, he's taken a front to brown people, black people. I mean, you name it, he's offended. Transgender people, gay people, like how much more of a slap in the face can you give gay people than choosing Mike Pence as your vice president? I mean, this president has been the most divisive president that I think I've ever remember. And George W. Bush was pretty bad, but not nearly this bad. And I never thought that it would be a worse president than President Bush, and I was wrong. This takes the cake. This is, you know, populism in its ugly form, not populism in the righteous form.
This is what happens when you elect a reality star to be the leader of the free world.
Yeah, he had no experience. He doesn't know diplomacy. He's fucked all our diplomatic relations in any country, including our allies like Germany and Canada and Mexico and Japan, China. I mean, he's fucking things up clear across the board. Plus, he's stirring a hornet's nest in North Korea that I don't think he wants. And he didn't recertify the Iran deal, even though they are complying with every provision in that goddamn treaty. And yes, I did look it up. And yes, I looked at the records of the independent people that are holding Iran accountable. So this excuse that, you know, they're not complying is total and utter horseshit. Now, I'm no Iran fan, you know, so I don't want people to get on me for that. But this guy's unhinged. So, you know, it's a bunch of bullshit. You know,
Congress is doing absolutely fuck all nothing.
Yeah, they're doing nothing, which I guess it doesn't surprise me because it's a Republican-led Congress. But in a way, it doesn't surprise me because the Democrats,
it's like they're discussing them, but they don't want to do anything.
Well, and the Democrats are almost as bad. They're not, you know, they.
Well,
nobody
in Congress has voted for anything he's wanted. I mean, so but you can't say like the
yeah,
the Congress
the most,
hasn't been an over
just
for
not
him.
A lot.
I mean, no. Well, that's really what else can they do? That's what I was saying before. He's not done anything where that's. So they haven't caught him doing anything completely illegal.
They
haven't caught him doing anything blatantly illegal.
I'm pretty sure Robert Mueller would say otherwise, man. I'm pretty sure
all that happens is they just sue. That's all they can do for the most part.
What happens when
until he does something so egregious that they can for impeachment? Because since he's been elected, there have been several attempts at impeachment.
Yeah, this is serious, okay? That, like, the Robert Mueller investigation is taking twists and turns that we don't even know yet.
I didn't say he hasn't done illegal stuff that we haven't found out yet. I said yet.
Hold on. Can I
finish? I said yet, Frank.
I know you said yet, but I think the yet is here already.
Intimidating the NFL and
Eric,
the kowtowing.
Yes. Eric.
Yeah, and fuck the NFL for that too.
Yeah, really fuck the NFL. No, but what I'm saying, Breakman, is Mueller has access to tax returns. So, you know, it's really hard to get a mafia member in trouble, right? But what you do is you find rats, right? Which we already have a rat in Manafort. They raided at his house in a no-knock raid, which I think is really appropriate, to be honest with you. They ransacked his house, got all his information, And they have information that hasn't even come out yet. Like, you don't call a grand jury for nothing, Breakman. I read the statistics. Federal grand juries come back with indictments 99% of the time. So there are some people that are going down. Whether or not Trump, I'm guessing it is going to get to his level and he will be indicted.
Well, like, Trump has a lot of loyal supporters, like I've said. Like, the whole fake news, like, there are a lot of people who believe him when they say everything is a lie.
His base is a vast minority, Breakman. Even people that supported him before. Like, look at Bob Corker. Bob Corker's a piece of human garbage.
I wasn't talking about his base. I was talking about his underlings.
Well, look, everybody in the White House is on pins.
Like you said before, like, he might not go down for it. And that's what I'm saying, is that for a lot of things, he has underlings that are going to take the fall.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I think I think Trump is corrupt enough where they will take him down. If you look at Al Capone was untouchable, right? And what did they get Al Capone for? Tax evasion. And what does everybody suspect Trump is hiding in his tax returns? Why won't he show his tax returns? He's the biggest.
Yeah, they probably became president just to avoid paying taxes.
He's the biggest.
That's the thing, is a lot of the laws that took down Capone have changed over the years to protect our political figures.
I understand that.
They have changed the laws to protect ourselves over
the years. I understand that. I understand that. Great man. I understand it, but I'm telling you, man, there is a reason why he's not showing his tax returns. Number one, he's the biggest braggadocio I've ever seen in my life. So why wouldn't he show his tax returns? If you had $10 billion, Breakman, you wouldn't be proud to show that to the world? Look, I'm telling you the truth. Here's my $10 billion in tax returns.
I don't disagree with you, Frank. Yeah. You make it sound like I'm disagreeing with you. I'm not. Like,
I'm just saying
I believe it's there, but we haven't uncovered it yet. That's what I've said.
Well, we haven't heard about it. That's a true statement.
Or maybe it's that. Maybe we just haven't heard about
it. Yeah, because
they could have found it by now, but they just haven't told us, which is fine, because that could be that's part of the investigation process. Right.
And, you know, if you've noticed, like, other people, like Carter Page is now pleading the fifth in front of Congress. There's people that are really close to Trump that I believe, in my view, will turn. Like, there will be a few people that will testify against the president of the United States. It's going to take all the evidence in the world, but Robert Mueller, even though he's a Republican, he's pretty respected, and he will find the truth one way or another. And if it's a big nothing burger, like the right always wants to say, then it's a big nothing burger, and, you know, we have lives to live, and we'll just live them, you know. But honestly, I think that the end is very, very near. I think by mid next year we'll start talking indictments and possibility of not impeachment, but in, you know, addressing Article 25, and he's just mentally unstable. He can't even form sentences. Have you noticed, like, when he talks, he uses words like beautiful and big. Like when he was talking about Puerto Rico, who knew Puerto Rico was this little island with all this big water? I mean, really? Like, it's an ocean, of course, duh. You know, even a third grader would be able to know, you know, what an ocean is. But this guy just doesn't have the intelligence. He doesn't have a degree. He doesn't. I mean, he's basically fucking worthless. He was given $200 million by his dad, which he promptly wasted and went bankrupt. He's been bankrupt like six fucking times. Trump University, Trump Steaks, Trump Clothing Line. I mean, take a look at it. He is not a good businessman. And he owes a lot of contractors a lot of big money. That's what he does. He hires contractors, doesn't pay them, and tells them to sue him when the work is done. That's your president. It's I you know, what more? So that's all mine. I think that was the Harvey Weinstein thing makes me sick, and I hope I hope he spends the rest of his life in jail and you know, a bunch of those sexual predators that were preying on people. And fuck people like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and all these big fucking stars that are now mum. They're silent. Knowing Quentin Tarantino's another fucking pervert. I mean, fuck you guys, man. I mean, if you're not going to speak up and speak out for the victims, then you know, shut the fuck up and get, you know, get out of Hollywood.
I don't think I'm going to see a Tarantino movie again.
Oh, God, man. There's so much corruption.
I think there's going to be a lot of, like, if this hopefully – what I'm hoping for is that Harvey Weinstein – decides to rat on everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Even if it means like a lighter sentence for him, from what it sounds like he is just one of many.
Yeah. Oh, and there's no question. If that's the
truth, and he can prove it, then I'm all for him like getting kind of a lighter sentence if it takes the rest of them down.
Yeah.
But if not, like he, you know.
Well, like I said, check out that hashtag.
I'm not saying, but when I say lighter sentence, I'm saying maybe not life in prison, maybe like 40 years to life.
Oh, God, life in prison would be perfect, but
yeah. But I'm just saying if he plea deals, not, life in prison.
Yeah, no, I agree. But honestly, like,
hey, you're giving perverts a bad name when you're calling him pervert. Those are people who are leches.
Yeah, leches.
He's, parasite. There does need to be a more extreme word than pervert.
Parasite.
Rapist.
How about that?
Rapist. He's a rapist.
Yeah, there you go. And he rapist is
molester.
And you know what? Props to Rose McGowan. I know she's not going to listen to the show, but props to her for, you know, standing up for all these years and saying, you know, that she was raped by this guy. Finally, her voice is being heard, and I hope that guy fucking spends some time in jail. Like, you know, nothing can bring back what he did to her. But she needs justice, and so do all those women and men
and you know what? That comes to that actually reminds me for some weird reason. Terry Crews came out and said that he was molested too.
Yeah, he was.
So we have to. I guess that means that a lot of these men out there are probably being victimized too and have been quiet about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like at first, he just kind of brushed it off, but his wife.
Hearing a lot of male perverts, so what are the female perverts?
There's female perverts too, but this was this
in Hollywood. The way it's sounding is that this is a pandemic, basically.
Yep, it is.
That a lot of higher ups are like this. If you're the higher up, then you get to do whatever you want, and everybody's been quiet about it.
Here's another one, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Watch that real soon.
I have no doubt that he's been in the shit.
Yep, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm pretty sure Quentin Tarantino, from the evidence that I've seen, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. Who else? I'm missing like a bunch of big ones, but watch this. It's like a domino. Rose McGowan started this years ago, and finally she's able to hit that first domino to where hopefully they'll all go down. I mean, fuck them all, fucking assholes. And by the way, the justice,
they tried silencing her, but it's too late, I think.
Speaking of Ben Affleck, that the latest trailers that I've seen from that Justice League movie look like shit. That, they look
the only
terrible.
Thing that looks like shit from that movie is fucking Cyborg.
Oh, the whole thing is shit. The CG isn't great. Like it looks like a mess. It looks like it's just going to be a mess. And hopefully I'm wrong. I wanted
God
to
see. Goddamn Zack Snyder.
But I think it's wrong. But did we get into your Stinko break, man, or did I take up?
No, it was pretty much the same thing with Harvey Weinstein, but not just him, but like this culture of cover up. Like it's basically the same thing that happened with the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
This culture of everyone just brushing it aside and just defending them. Most of the time he's a good person. You know, just these times when he's molesting kids, like. He prays it away afterwards, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah, as long as you pray.
Lindsay Lohan defending him, too.
Well, that's because she was probably traumatized by a lot of his actions, man. Lindsay Lohan, to be honest with you, Lindsay Lohan is super talented. She's really talented. And Harvey Weinstein ruined her fucking life and career. So I'm sure a lot of that shit will come out soon too. But, you know, just hold, wait for it. Wait for it. Just watch. It, the domino, like I said, has been tipped over. So you're going to see a lot of bullshit coming out of the entertainment industry. Mark.
Yeah. Speaking of bullshit, like Free Five Cast is full of stinkos in chat. Like, yeah. I didn't want to read all of them, but this last one he just showed me is apparently a high school kid was was convicted of raping one of his classmates. And you know what his conviction was?
Probation.
Probation.
Yeah. Now,
because they didn't want to affect his college career.
What do you think if that guy was? Oh, that happened before. What was it? USC.
I wanted to say something, Dungeon, but he just kept talking, so I just didn't go in. But as Dungeon Buster says, Lindsay Lohan talented. That's something
she
I
was
don't
talented. But yeah, then after Mean Girls, it just went to shit.
She is
I see is the train wreck her career became.
Yeah, well, yeah. That
like I thought she was really attractive, but I never thought she was talented.
Oh no, she
especially
is.
Oh god, one of the worst movies I've ever seen was starring her. I Know Who Killed Me.
Yeah,
one of the worst movies I've ever
heard of that movie. In fact,
she is.
She's the star of it. Have fun.
Yeah,
look it up. Have fun.
If you looked at her earlier movies, like she there was something about Lindsay Lohan. She was poised,
was smoking hot, and that's what everybody liked about her.
And she could
that,
act.
That's what a lot of less talented actors get away with is being attractive enough to, you know, to get a job. Basically,
well,
it's like who do we need that's smoking hot?
Here's
okay. We'll take you two. Come here.
But here's
can
the
you
thing,
do Shakespeare? Like, shake who?
No,
you're fine. Let's do it.
There's something that I refer to as, the it factor. And I'll be honest with you guys, Lindsay Lohan had the it factor. She definitely had the looks, but she had this, it's sort of like a Marilyn Monroe kind of vibe about her where she could have been the next big thing, dude, honestly. And I firmly believe that
again doesn't mean she's talented.
She is very talented, dude. There's no question. She can act.
Just for example, Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say. I don't even need to fill in details. Taylor Swift, she's my example.
But
you don't have to be super talented. You just have to be. You just have to have that thing where everybody likes you.
Yeah. Well, honestly, Lindsay Lohan could have been much bigger than what.
Dungeon Buster says you have a crush on her, and you know what, Frank?
Frank is biased.
No,
that's cool, Frank. We're good. We're good then.
No,
yeah, I like Grant's too.
We understand.
You know, the only movie
I saw that she was good in was Mean Girls.
Let me tell you a quick story about a brush with.
But that movie also had a lot of other
Eric,
people in it, though.
Let me talk. All right, let me tell you a quick brush with celebrity that I had. If you want to talk about somebody that I thought was probably one of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen in person, it's Nikki Cox. Do you remember Nikki Cox, Break Band? She was on that show with Bobcat Goldthwait, that rabbit thing. I can't even remember the name. But anyways, I met her at a concert, if you can believe it. And I was super young. I'm not going to say how young I was. But she invited me to go with her in a limo, and I declined. I actually declined Nikki Cox limo with people. And
okay, I don't believe any of this story.
I know
now,
you don't.
Frank. I'm done. I'm not. Whatever.
That same concert. That
Frank's
same,
old enough. Maybe he's telling you the truth.
Check this out. Check this out. That same concert, I got an autographed Steve Vai magazine. I had a magazine with Steve Vai on the cover. I think it was a Rolling Stone or something, and I had him sign it. But at that concert were people from Skid Row, Green Jelly. I can't remember who else was there, but there was a bunch of people, and I met a lot of people that I wouldn't normally think would even go anywhere near Denver, and I met quite a few people. So but back to Lindsay Lohan real quick, I do think she's very attractive, no question, but she no doubt she went downhill, but if you look at in context of all this bullshit going on with young child actors in Hollywood and now what Rose McGowan was saying years ago, it kind of fits. Like, you know, her career just went down in a hurry, and she was a rising star. Like, she was poised for the big time, but, you know, there's more to that story. And I do find it weird that she's defending Harvey Weinstein for some weird reason. There's something there. Something weird is going on. Let's see. What Florida vacation?
It does seem odd that he wouldn't have sexually harassed her. I mean, I wonder if she has like
PTSD. You know, maybe some.
What's that syndrome where you start to side with your
Stockholm. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt there's a little bit of that too. It wouldn't. Let's put it this way. It wouldn't surprise me.
So. Or for some odd reason, she was the one he decided not to harass.
Yeah, exactly.
He's harassing every other woman, but...
Like, there's something about her that I don't like.
Lindsay, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're great. Hey,
see,
could you leave? I want to harass my secretary.
I can't
that
tell...
That ugly woman over there? Yes, go.
I can't tell if you're joking or not, Freak Fight, but he says, yes, this news about Weinstein... probably was responsible for her drug and alcohol problems. You never know, Freak Vibe.
She was so depressed that she drowned herself in drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. Freak Vibe says he met Jason Momoa a couple times before he started acting. That's cool. Let's see. All right, let's move on.
What happened to him this week? Like, I think that's a little bit... Like, he's basically been trashed online because he made a joke. He made a sexist joke back in 2011, but it was a joke, and he wasn't trying to be like gross. He wasn't really trying to be super offensive, but it was just
malicious.
Yeah, it was a sexist joke, but it was made to be a sexist joke at the time. Whereas, I guess nowadays we're not allowed to make sexist jokes at all.
And we're not allowed to be remorseful, apparently.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is he went and apologized about it, and he's been remorseful, and he's still getting trashed, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
You can't forgive, and that's not fun.
Let's move on, Eric. Yeah. You're stinko, Eric.
My stinko? Well, my car. There's one issue after another with it, and I had to replace the alternator.
Oh, boy.
Bye. But other than that, this was supposed to be done last week, but this is an article from Polygon about how Jontron is still in a hat in time. Basically, he signed up for a voice role for a character called Snatcher, and this was like 4 years ago. So, I mean, at the time, they had no idea that he'd say racist and things on YouTube, and then since then another game he was featured in, Yooka-Laylee, they omitted his voice and replaced it with like grunts or something, some other guy. But the developer Gears for Breakfast has been silent on it, and I'm sure if they're not being silent because they're actually defending Jontron, which would be awful. That'd probably prevent me from buying the game. But rather than the fact that they're probably working on a solution, then fuck Gears for Breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. That's what I do like about a capitalist society. If something pisses you off, just don't support it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the way it should work. I mean, money is always... bigger than almost anything, but
I mean, Humble Bundle is just a publisher. They can't really do anything there.
Yeah, they you can't do anything there. But that's what I'm saying. If you don't like it, don't buy it. That's the best way to make your voice heard. Just don't.
It's
buy
like
it.
I'm wondering if I should ask for a review code. I mean, I already kind of did, but I contacted the developer instead.
No, don't. I mean, you're a reviewer, dude.
I probably should just contact the publisher though, because they could probably have the codes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, I kind of I'm kind of on the fence about it because, like, should I recommend a good game to people even though it has this character that features a voice from a person who's a piece of shit?
Yeah, absolutely, because you can make the distinction, and maybe they make some tweaks that you can report to people and you know, get your message out there, Eric. That's why reviewers are kind of out of the scope of this because, you know, you're supposed to be unbiased and, you know, if the game is good, it's sort of like O.J. Simpson. I don't like the guy, but he was a hell of a fucking player in the NFL and deserved to be in the Hall of Fame for his on-field accomplishments. I don't like him. I think he killed somebody, maybe, probably, like 99% sure. But, you know, that doesn't take away from what – the same thing, Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor
– the humble bundle got purged by IGN, so contacting them might be a hard thing to do.
Lawrence Taylor was a big coke addict, but he was still a great player. Same thing with Michael Irvin. He was a great player. You know, unless you're cheating, like if you're doing human growth hormones or something like the baseball players, like, you know, I mean, seriously. But anyways, let's move on. There's no room for racism in video gaming or any other places, at least here in the United States.
Yeah, in case anybody wants to know, John Trout's a person who said rather bad things about black people, and one of the programmers for the game was a black person.
I have breaking.
And he made a tweet on Twitter like a while ago, talking about the character Snatcher.
I got
because I think he animated him.
I have breaking news here. I just got a news alert saying that from CNN, Motion Picture Academy votes to expel Harvey Weinstein after multiple sexual assault allegations and sexual harassment.
They'll never work in this town again.
Oh, speaking of that, you want to hear some bullshit? Like the board of his company, the company he founded, obviously, you know, they voted to have him fired. Apparently he found some loopholes, and he might get it back.
Well, he's in Europe right now because pending some big time charges that are coming his way, he's out of Dodge, man. He went straight.
He's been going on tirades, like blaming other people and stuff like that. It's disgusting in every sense of the word.
He is definitely disgusting, no question about that. All right, let's move on to some sweetos. Eric, do you have a sweeto this week?
I don't know if it's really a sweeto, but well, other than the fact that East 8's getting retranslation,
great.
And getting a new car, even though that means more expenses and being in debt again.
Yeah, I know that sucks, dude. I'm just now starting to make a little bit of money, so you know, it's one of those things, dude.
I had no birthday presents, but that's fine. I'm 34. Which means that I can always make a sex tape because rule 34.
There you go. Make a sex tape, dude. Then maybe you'll make some money. I wouldn't buy
it. I already made a joke on Twitter about somebody making horrible porn about me now.
Well, you know, I mean, Freak 5 would buy it, but, you know, so you'd have that. But I plan on getting you something, Eric, but I just, you know, I'm cast.
Wait, when was your birthday?
My birthday present's like my parents helping me get a car.
It was yesterday, man.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, Eric. I'm sorry.
Happy
birthday. I was reading chat. I wasn't paying attention. Happy birthday.
All right. Do you have a sweeto this week, Breakman?
Actually, I kind of was hoping to have one, but things didn't work out the way I planned.
What were you planning? Like, what was...
I need to do some car repairs, and I guess it's kind of a stinko then, because I went to the – I called in advance to make sure they had my car there, but I went to the junkyard and was looking around at all the shit, and it was really in bad shape. It's been a while since I've been to this junkyard because I've been there before to get parts for older cars, but I've had this car for 10 years now. So it's been at least 10 years since I've been there. Now the cars are kind of stacked on one another and crunched in really tight. I guess they kind of ran out of room at some point, I guess. But they only had a few Saturns there, and none of them had the part that I needed.
Ah, that sucks, man.
Even though I called in advance and asked specifically, you know, for what I needed. So they didn't have it, so I had it ordered and hopefully I'll get it put in, and then it'll be a Sweeto.
Well, hopefully, man. All right.
Good stuff, Sweeto. I'm giving you two Stinkos. Yeah! Yeah.
My Sweeto, I've talked about these guys before, but they just get better and better as they go along. It's the guys over at Lost in Vegas. I want to have them on sometime because they're kind of unbiased when it comes to music, and it's two African American guys that play a song and they comment. They have a reaction, like, you know, those reaction videos. But I like this one in particular because they really, like, delve into it, like, lyrically, musically. They kind of break it down, and man, they're really good, and they are blown away at some of the talent in rock, which, you know, there's a lot of talented people in rock and roll, and there's a lot of talented people in hip-hop and R&B and, you know, every other genre of music, country, but they tackle them all, and I give them a lot of credit. They did Killswitch Engage. I'm going to get them on, and I'm going to ask them to do a – they did It's Been a While from Stain, but I want them to do a harder song like Paper Jesus. So hopefully we'll get those guys on, and maybe we can even do a live reaction to that and, see what those guys have to say. We'll see. But I'm waiting to hear back from those guys, so hopefully we'll have them on the show. They're cool dudes, so – if you get a chance, check out Lost in Vegas. So that's my.
You know what? I got some more Sweetos that I kind of forgot to mention last week.
Go ahead.
Well, mainly because I didn't see it yet, but last weekend was a really good episode of Dragon Ball Super. I'm not talking about the dub that's currently going on in Toonami and Funimation, though. I'm talking about the Japanese broadcast that you can watch in Crunchyroll, subtitled. Yeah. But it's pretty much what draws me to Dragon Ball in general. Okay. But that's all I can really say without spoiling. All
right. That's cool. Anything else, Eric, before we move on?
The next season of Stranger Things is up, and Voltron's up, and that's only 6 episodes, though. But that goes back to the thing where Netflix wants people to put up like their whole season up, so you might be waiting months before the season starts. And the reason why Voltron's only 6 episodes per season going forward is because they want more episodes more frequently.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it in spurts. So they're kind of like seasonal cores. Like there'll be like a first half of a season, a second half of a season in Japan, and the first half is called a core.
Oh, actually, Freak gave me a Sweeto. He said all the CW DC shows are back on. Yes, they're all back, and it's awesome.
You know what's funny?
They're all actually really good. It actually reminds me of what I did want to talk about some of the new superhero shows.
Let's do it.
The whole point of Gotham not to have Batman, though. Now he's on there.
Well, I think with Gotham, what happened was they were kind of teetering for the last 2 years on being canceled at the end of the season, not getting renewed. So they kind of decided to go and give people more people in, I guess, basically with Batman. Because, you know, what do people want to see?
Yeah.
Not only that, you've made a world that's fucking so dangerous, you need Batman. I mean, for real.
It's like, when's Batman going to show? Oh, here he is.
We fucking need you, Batman. How old are you? Oh, you're fucking 15. Fuck! Grow up! Damn it!
I was going to talk about...
I love Gotham, and this season of Gotham, like, they've really just... I should say last season, they just really embraced that they're crazy and let's go with it. And I thought last season was a lot of fun, and I think they've just really continued with it.
Yeah. I haven't seen one episode of any of that, so I got all that to look forward to at some point.
I wanted to talk about the two new superhero shows that came out. One of them I thought had a great premiere, and the other one I thought had a "this isn't how you do a superhero show" premiere.
Oh my God! Please tell me you're talking about Inhumans.
I am talking about Inhumans.
Yes, let's talk
about that. That's not how you do a superhero premiere. That was absolute dog shit.
It was. There's one...
And from what I read a little bit about it before, because I'm not I'm not really versed in superhumans that – or superhumans. I mean inhumans very much. And I was reading a little bit of what they plan to do. And one of the big things they said was, we want you to really question who the villain is and who the hero is. We're not going with this straight evil villain this time. Like, he's going to be kind of questionable. No, that's a load of horse shit.
Yeah.
You went with a shitty villain.
So yeah, Mike Harrison is Defenders better?
Yes. By miles, man. Like, it's not even
Defenders
close.
Defenders is a lot better by miles, yes.
It's not even close.
And it's Freak Five Cast says about Gotham. Like, he isn't Batman yet. Like, he's developing into Batman. And I think that's, like I said, that's what they are trying to do with Gotham, is they want to get more people instead of getting canceled. And maybe if this is their last season, maybe they were always intending to go with Batman at some point. But they just kind of think that maybe we're not going to get another chance.
Anybody see the trailer for The New Mutants?
I have, and it looks good. It looks good.
The other show, yeah, Inhumans was bad. There were only a couple. Hold on a second.
There was one thing in Inhumans.
There were two things in Inhumans premiere that I liked. One was when in the second episode where he's on Earth and like he's interacting with people, and I liked that part about it. But the only other thing I liked about the premiere was Lockjaw.
Fucking Lockjaw is awesome, man. They need
it. Everything else was total dog shit.
Yeah, they need more Lockjaw for sure, man. That's I'm so disappointed in the Inhumans. I thought it was going to be Marvel's answer to the X-Men, and I am baffled how bad that show is, man. It is. Oh God, it's awful.
Really, like what they did with Karnak. What the fuck?
Well, and also, what did they do with their uniforms? They look so fucking drab. If you look at the Inhumans comics, it's always very colorful and, you know, and they didn't get. I didn't get the sense that the King, was as powerful as he should be, you know, because he's like even one whisper from him can fucking wreck shit. I remember him going toe-to-toe with Hulk one time, and he yelled at Hulk, and if that guy speaks or yells, he can destroy worlds, but he couldn't even destroy Hulk, and I thought that was fucking awesome, man. Like Hulk is badass, but I like the Inhumans, but not the show. The show sucks, man. It's awful.
I think it got better by the third episode, but still not great, and by any stretch of the imagination.
It's going to be canceled, man. That's
but I do have a little bit of hope for it, because it seems like it is in the exact same universe as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So yeah. I'm hoping that maybe there's a little bit of crossover, and maybe Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can save it in some way.
Oh, God, I hope, man. Maybe they can put Ghost Rider.
So far, not so good.
A good start would maybe putting Ghost Rider in there. That might be a good one.
That'd be good. And then Freak Five Panther in chat, it says, what are your thoughts on The Gifted? Well, I did mention that I saw one show which I thought was really good, had a great start, and I wanted to see more, and that was The Gifted.
Yeah, The Gifted looks good. I didn't check it out, but I heard it was really good.
The Gifted sounds more like what Heroes probably should have been.
Yeah.
Heroes was good.
First season of Heroes, you're right.
It really is what kind of Heroes should have been, like the revival of Heroes. Basically, this is set in the X-Men universe. I don't know if it's exactly the same as the movie universe or anything like this, but the basic premise is that the X-Men and the Brotherhood have disappeared. Nobody knows where they are as far as the mutants, because now it's illegal to commit crimes as a mutant, even if you're, say, a child and you're just learning to use your power and you destroy something by accident. That's a crime, because the mutant. Yeah. Yeah, Mutant Registration Acts and such like that. And basically, this show stars a young family, a mother and father, who find out that both of their kids are mutants, and now they gotta go on the run.
Yeah.
And there are some familiar characters that we meet along the way, like Polaris and Blink, as far as some of the most notable characters so far. Mm. But it's really like heavily into the pushing the plot forward, and the family's immediately on the run because obviously they're mutant children.
I'm so happy that we're getting all these series and spinoffs and all this, man. Like these are like when you were little and you were reading comics, you would imagine these things to be on the screen. You know, they're doing a good job. My favorite is yet to come, and that's the Infinity Gauntlet saga. And I can't wait for that movie, man. That is the one movie that I'm looking forward to more than any other.
Frank probably has a Thanos pillow doll that he fucks.
Oh, God. I love Thanos. Thanos is my favorite fucking villain.
He didn't even
How dare you, Eric?
Oh, God, you're exiled. I love Thanos.
I do. I fucking love Thanos, man. Thanos is the best. And
Freak Five Chat, in chat says, and the father worked for the government prosecuting mutants, which makes a really cool twist. And something that I didn't realize the first episode, I didn't really realize it until I guess sometime in the second episode, why there are so many Burn Notice characters showing up, is this was made by the guy who made Burn Notice. And I'm like, I fucking love Burn Notice. So,
did get to see that.
So I'm fingers crossed Bruce Campbell shows up.
Oh, God, that would be awesome, man. Anytime Bruce Campbell shows up in anything, man, it's awesome. All right. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Thor Ragnarok for sure. God damn.
Yes. I can't wait for that one.
Dude, contrast the trailers for Thor Ragnarok and Justice League and the differences, man, like man, Thor has it all over that Justice League trailer, man. I hope the movie's good. Don't get me wrong, because I like them all.
If Justice League ends up sucking, I at least hope that Aquaman's a better movie.
Yeah, Jason Momoa's Aquaman was an odd choice for me, but whatever, I'll roll with it.
Well, in chat, while you're rolling with that, Freak Five Cast would like to point out that you probably have an Infinity Gauntlet shaped
dildo. Exiled! Exiled! Son of a bitch. Can't go through one show without exiling somebody, man, I swear. Fucking exiled. But that is intriguing, though. I'd like to know if there is one like that, Freak Five. I wonder where you got that idea.
Oh, boy.
But anyways.
He's buying it next week.
I love.
And if they don't make it.
If you guys have not, read the Infinity Gauntlet, that first Thanos quest, then the Infinity Gauntlet, you're missing out on one of the greatest Marvel stories ever fucking told. Man, it is fucking awesome. Man, I love that. That whole arc with Thanos and death and Adam Warlock and. I mean, this Thanos is fucking ruthless getting those gems. God, he's so awesome. Anyways, check out Thanos Quest first. But anyways, all right. That's about it that I got. Anything you guys want to talk about before we do our plugs and get
the
hell out of it?
I just talked about it, the premieres. So, yeah, the first couple episodes of The Gifted are pretty good. And the first couple episodes of the other show that I don't even want to name was not good enough to be named.
Oh, that one that's about, you know, not people. We will not name it. Although,
but it does seem like it is. It really does seem like it's firmly in the universe of like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Marvel Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I want to see more Lockjaw. That's what I want to see,
yes,
man.
I agree
more
with Lockjaw.
All right, that's about it, Eric. Unless you have something else.
No, we just did plugs.
All right. Your plugs, Breakman.
At RPGrinders on Twitter and at Break_Man on Twitter.
All right. Eric, your plugs?
I'm going to plug sites I write for, like TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and BostonBastardBrigade.com and AustinGamers.com. And, in fact, I'm Boston Bastard Brigade. I've got a review of the PC port of The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel.
Oh, that's a good one. BostonBastardBrigade.com. Make sure you check that out. Eric's putting in a lot of good work, so check it out. Anything else, Eric?
Hopefully reviews for Hidden Dragon Legend and Mages of Mistralia will be up next week.
Yeah. All right. Make sure...
other than that, there's my funny team man on YouTube channel. Okay. And then you can find me on Twitter at EricRVG.
All right. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. As Breakman said, you can also follow our show account at RP Grinders. We're live every Saturday at 3 Eastern Time on YouTube and Twitch and Ustream. And if you can't catch us there, you're catching us on Archive. Shout out to all the Archive listeners out there. We do appreciate you listening on in. Help us secure some funding for some stuff that we want to do on RP Grinders. Go to the GoFundMe page. Just look up RP Grinders on GoFundMe and show us a little love on GoFundMe. You could
help me to help pay my either A, pay my car, or
no,
B, at least
no,
give
not,
me the opportunity to
RP Grinders is
buy
not,
things.
No, none of
buy
that
things for the show.
No, none of that money is going to pay for car repairs.
I'm not talking about the RP Grinders GoFundMe. I'm talking about my Patreon.
Okay. I'm talking about the RP Grinders fund now. Please support that. We want to do RP Grinders stuff. And that's about it. I don't think I have anything else. Make sure you check out Lost in Vegas. Those guys are doing fine work over there. They have reaction videos to heavy metal songs and country songs and R&B and all that stuff. So they're a fun group. Make sure to check them out. All right. That's about all I got. Until next week, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.